The question was asked, we have a concept of en mukdam u'mu'achar b'Torah, that things in the Torah are not necessarily written in chronological order. Why? So the Talmud in Tractate Brachos tells us that the logic behind it is that sometimes the Torah wanted to juxtapose, to put two concepts or two stories one next to another, to teach us a lesson by putting the two next to one another. For example, we have the story in our parsha of Yehuda and Tamar. We have the story in our parsha of Yosef and Potiphar's wife. Why are the two written together? They didn't happen at the same time. Tamar and Yehuda happens way later. Ah, the two are written together in order to teach us. Actually, no, Yosef and Potiphar's wife happened way later. The two are written together to teach us that just like Tamar meant for the sake of heaven, so too Potiphar's wife meant for the sake of heaven. So the Torah will sometimes juxtapose things out of chronological order to teach us simuchim, that when things are juxtaposed, they're teaching us a relationship between the two. And so being that the Torah is not a history book, the interest of the Torah is not to tell us Jewish history. The interest of the Torah is to teach us. So one of the methods in teaching us is to juxtapose stories, to put this next to that in order to teach us concepts.